Uber's early employees will make a lot of money from its IPO, but will drivers cash in on the stock too? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Uber is going public tomorrow, listing its shares on the New York Stock Exchange. Some employees of the company stand to make millions, even billions of dollars. And Uber is giving drivers with more than 2,500 rides on the platform cash bonuses that they can use to buy stock at the initial public offering price. The amounts range from $100 to maybe up to $40,000, depending on how many rides a driver has. But how much of a benefit is that to drivers who are already unhappy with their pay? Shaylee Ramirez drives for Uber. She's eligible for the stock, but says,
I don't think it's enough. I think they're trying to throw crumbs at us. At the end of the day, what we need is something that is guaranteed on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, on a yearly basis.
IDG, driver power! IDG, driver power! IDG!
On Wednesday in New York City, Ramirez and other drivers protested outside Uber's headquarters, calling for higher wages from Uber and Lyft and better treatment. There were similar protests all over the country. Ramirez says drivers simply need to make more money.
That stock is not going to stop us from becoming homeless. That stock is not going to help pay our rent and care for our children. So they need to come up with something a little bit better than that.
One academic says the ideal scenario would be for companies to give drivers equity before the company goes public, as if they were engineers or product managers or designers. Arun Sundarajan is an NYU professor who wrote a book on gig employment and how it's changing the economy. He says securities law hasn't really caught up with the gig economy.
The challenge for a privately held company is that it's extremely complicated to have hundreds or even thousands of people who don't have sort of a strong relationship or an employment relationship or aren't accredited investors to own sort of small numbers of shares in a private company.
But he says he thinks the law will evolve to allow private companies to give equity to their part-time workers.
That would be a nice outcome. It would be sort of reflective of the fact that they made important contributions to, like, you know, the evolution and success of the company.
Now, of course, having stock in a company doesn't mean you'll actually make money when it goes public. Lyft also let drivers buy its shares when it went public, but its stock price has fallen since its public debut. Some drivers, like Jay Crater, who also writes about the rideshare industry, are pragmatic.
You know, I think if you have the right mindset, it's not a problem. I mean, this is the relationship we have. I am an expense, and they're going to try and do everything they can to pay me as little as possible.
When Uber goes public this week, it says it will reserve 5.4 million shares, about 3% of its offering, for drivers to buy with their cash bonuses. Anything they don't buy will be returned to the public market. And now for some related links. Lyft reported its first earnings as a public company on Tuesday, and although it gave a generally encouraging report, it also held back some information that it used to give investors, like the number of total rides and bookings it had in the previous quarter, which is obviously a fairly useful indicator of whether the service is, you know, growing. And, I mean, Lyft also lost over $1 billion last quarter, which is more than it lost in all of 2018. But, okay. Investors were mostly worried about the lack of data. Lyft shares closed at an all-time low on Wednesday. But Lyft did announce a partnership with Waymo, the self-driving car company owned by Alphabet, which investors do like because they don't want to see the company get put out of business by someone else's army of self-driving cars. Although, obviously, long-term, that's not great news for drivers either, because if the cars drive themselves, who needs a human? I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I listen to Marketplace in Arlington, Virginia. I think what I appreciate the most about Marketplace is their ability to take the economic news of the day, issues such as tariffs, rate hikes, and tax reform, cut through the political noise, and clearly and concisely explain not only how these issues affect our country and the rest of the world, but how they impact people like me. I hope you'll consider joining me as a Marketplace investor and donate today at marketplace.org to help make their work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.